Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Five Republican presidential candidates return to the debate stage tonight in Florida.
It'll be the smallest debate stage so far following Mike Pence's exit from the campaign trail and Doug Burgum's failure to qualify. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, who are tied for second place in Iowa, will be joined by Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott. Donald Trump, who continues to hold a commanding lead, is skipping the debate and will hold a rally here in South Florida. Tonight's debate can be seen on NBC and heard on the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Miami.
The Republican-led House advanced a resolution last night to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib, teeing up a final vote today that will penalize a Michigan Democrat for her criticism of Israel following Hamas's terrorist attack on October 7th. The final vote on that resolution, sponsored by GOP Representative Rich McCormick of Georgia, is expected for today. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear has won re-election to a second term in Kentucky. He says that sends a message.
That a candidate should show vision and not sow division.
Yeah.
And a clear statement that anger politics should end right here and right now.
Beshear defeating Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. A word of advice from the International Monetary Fund to bank officials all across Europe. Here's Jeremy House.
The IMF says the European Central Bank and other policymakers need to keep interest rates at current elevated levels until they're sure inflation is under control, despite sluggish growth. The Washington-based IMF says the cost of underestimating inflation's persistence could be painfully high. It adds the cost could result in another painful round of rate hikes that could rob the economy of a large portion of growth.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt, I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you call Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself, because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. While fewer homes are selling, total local home prices are up slightly here in Southern Nevada. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median price for an existing single-family home in October was $449,000, up 2% from the same time last year, but still far behind the all-time high of $482,000 that was reached in May of last year. At the end of October, more than 4,200 homes were listed for sale without any offer being made. That is down nearly 47%, though, from October of 2022. Local real estate experts say a tight housing supply and high mortgage interest rates continue to shape the Las Vegas housing market, possibly overshadowing the seasonal and national trends. Real estate sales are on track to be the worst year since the Great Recession of 2008. The opening of Durango Casino and Resort being delayed. Parent company Red Rock Resort says parts of the casino resort about to open in Southwest Las Vegas weren't ready in time to properly train the staff members. The company had planned to open that property just off the 215 Beltway on Durango November 20th, just after the Grand Prix, the Las Vegas Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix, but the opening date has now been pushed back to December 5th. Company officials say Durango employees will be paid their salaries and tips beginning with the previously expected opening date of the 20th. The carnival is turning into the canteen. Rio Hotel Casino officials say the well-known Carnival World Buffet will reopen as Canteen Food Hall, continuing the trend of former Las Vegas buffets beginning or being transformed into a food court, better known these days as food halls, and that will happen come January. It's been described, the canteen is, as a lively space where vibrant flavors and approachable cuisine unite. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Overall, not too bad of shape. No accidents being reported on the freeways, though you are backing up pretty quickly there through the resort corridor, I-15 southbound near Charleston. There is a big rig stalled in the middle lane there. Not a good place for it. This or any other time of day. 15 southbound near Charleston. Stay to the far left or the far right. Temperatures continue to fall this week as afternoon highs fall just short of 70 degrees under sunny skies. The winds are back. They're gusting up to 30 miles per hour throughout the valley. 57 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, November 8th. Of course, we got the presidential debate coming up tonight down in Miami. We'll talk about that along the way. We'll talk about all kinds of stuff today. But I want to welcome in a guy that's been on the show many times before over the years. Always good to have him on. Pete Sepp, who is the president of the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. He joins us now. Pete, first of all, thanks for joining us. It's been a long time. It's good to have you back on.
Well, thanks for having me on again. We'll make it a shorter time next time around.
I like that. I like that. Now, you folks have been really busy. You've got a new report from the Taxpayers Union Foundation that finds that the top 10 states in net inbound migration gained roughly 384,000 households. That is incredible. Are people voting with their feet when it comes to taxes?
Oh, they certainly are. And this trend has been going on for a while, but it's actually accelerating as sort of the red-blue state divide occurs and tax policies come into sharper focus. People are tending to move south and west in the United States if taxes are a concern of theirs. They go to no-income tax states, places like Nevada and Texas and Florida. They also go, though, to lower tax states, places like Utah from California or Indiana from Illinois. So there's a whole lot of interplay going on here, and folks are saying when they do the financial comparisons, taxes really do matter, and I can live someplace else and be just as happy and a little better off for it.
What about Nevada? Nevada is one of these states that we're talking about here. Can you talk a little bit about what you know about Nevada?
Well, Nevada, of course, has made the wise decision of not imposing an income tax on its citizens. That's been very helpful for California refugees. They not only go to Utah, they go to Nevada. There's, of course, a lot of controversy over property tax in Nevada because there's not a whole lot of privately owned land necessarily to tax versus many other states. And, of course, Nevada also made the wise decision of imposing a supermajority tax limit, meaning that in order to increase taxes, you've got to find an extraordinary majority of lawmakers in the legislature, not just a simple majority, in order to enact it. I can tell you that constitutional tax limitations are a key in many states for keeping taxes moderate, so that whatever the politicians are, whatever party they are, whatever philosophy they are, and goodness knows, Nevada has had its tax-hiking Republicans in the past. The Constitution stands in front of them to say, wait a minute, you have to come to a consensus before you impose heavier burdens on your own citizens. It's worked in Nevada. It's worked in Colorado. And thank goodness, this is an important election result you won't see reported everywhere. Coloradans were faced with a choice last night of weakening one of the best tax limits in the country, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. They overwhelmingly rejected it. They kept that limit in place. That's a really good piece of news for taxpayers in this election.
I want to ask you about folks in blue states, the leaders of blue states. Do they see these numbers? Do they connect the dots that there is a correlation between taxation and people coming and going?
Some do, but they just don't care. They often say, well, good riddance if taxes are your only concern. We have a better quality of life here. We have better health care, better unemployment benefits, better education. The problem is the statistics don't necessarily confirm that either. If you take a look again at Colorado, they have some of the best health indices in the country because they have good programs and people who value health care and take care of themselves. Utah has some of the best schools in the country, but they don't spend even half as much as New York does per pupil. So the correlation isn't that neat. And unfortunately, blue state leaders don't get that. And, you know, they also pile on lots of regulatory policies. We're seeing this in some of the lawsuits that they're engaging in against various industries. The tech industry is a favorite target of many state attorneys general. That's the suits against Google and Amazon. And they're joining with the federal government to make really exotic arguments in court that have very little to do with consumer welfare and a whole lot to do with protecting competitors who are disgruntled that somebody is higher up on the ladder than they are.
Again, joining us, Pete Sapp, the president of the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. Explain what the National Taxpayer Union Foundation is, what it does, the mission statement.
Yes, we provide research, analysis, as well as show citizens how they can become active taxpayers, involved taxpayers in the decisions their governments make from the local level all the way up to the federal level. We are concerned not only with taxes, but also government budgets, regulations, these lawsuits that are occurring willy-nilly all over the place, attempting to restructure our economy. I mean, that's the thing we need to watch in this country, is how liberals pull the levers of power that they don't necessarily have, but are able to manipulate. They use the courts in very deceptive ways. If they don't control the U.S. House of Representatives, they shove through regulations that have almost the same effect as laws through the executive branch. We need to be very careful about that.
The NTU has been very, very busy, as we mentioned. What is the involvement of the NTU in the Department of Justice lawsuit against folks like Google and Microsoft?
Yeah, we've been involved in these issues for the better part of 30 years because taxpayers have a huge stake in them. The fact is that if governments are able to reward competitors, tip the thumb on the scales, so to speak, That means no industry is safe from the federal government or state and local governments doing this. They're spending tax dollars on these lawsuits when attorneys general, and polls show this, that the public believes that attorneys general should be focusing on things like prosecuting crimes, policing fraud, and price gouging, not taking companies to court because some other company says that they've been unfairly treated. And our concern is that if this kind of litigation continues, the innovation for which our economy is known is going to slow. We are going to lose out to other countries like China and governments themselves, which benefit from these technologies, everything from cloud data storage to internet service provisions. Those kinds of things are going to start to dry up in the future, and governments are going to become even less efficient with tax dollars. We need to stop this trend. We need to go back to the principles of antitrust law, as it's called, which meant that consumers, their welfare, that standard needs to be upheld. We can't have these lawsuits where basically billionaires are encouraging the federal government to sue other billionaires to settle their scores. That's not the way antitrust law is supposed to work. We, the consumers, should come first. And these suits against Google and Amazon are so far away from being about consumers, we need to be very concerned.
The DOJ claims this is an antitrust lawsuit, although what it ultimately does is pit Microsoft and Google against each other. Can you talk a little bit about what this lawsuit is and what it isn't?
Yeah, the suit originally was a group of states, nearly three dozen of them, and the federal government's Department of Justice Antitrust Division launching a suit in 2020 against Google, for example, alleging seven different counts of what they called anti-competitive behavior. Well, when the case was about to go to trial, the judge in the case narrowed those seven arguments down to just three. The judge threw out four of the arguments because they were absolutely frivolous. I mean, one of them was a claim from several folks, TripAdvisor and Yelp, saying that their search results in Google weren't being depicted in the way they wanted, and so that was anti-competitive. Well, the judge fortunately didn't buy that. Now they're focusing on three contentions, the biggest one being that there was an agreement between Google and Apple to have Google's search engines preloaded on Apple's devices. And Microsoft and others are saying, well, that's anti-competitive. You can't do that. We deserve the same leg up as someone else like Apple, who concluded an agreement with Google and paid to have this agreement go forward. Well, stores do that all the time. If you want your product on the shelves displayed prominently, you enter into an agreement with the store to do that. Folks don't seem to understand, in the government at least, that this is the kind of way that business gets done. And ultimately, if this case is going to move forward in court, the government has to prove that consumers are being harmed by this. And they're having a very difficult time doing that because, obviously, Google's search engine is free. And the data that Google might collect, well, that has some kind of value to it, but certainly not in the way that the government is portraying it. And so I don't think that the government is going to be able to clear these hurdles if the judge in the case, who's been pretty sensible so far, sees the law and remembers that this is all about consumers, not competitors.
Pete, if folks want to know more about what you're up to at the National Taxpayers Union Foundation and all the good work that you're doing, where can they find you?
They can visit us online at NTU, our initials for National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org.
Pete, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have me back soon.
I like that idea. Pete Sepp, the president of the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. Whenever we get into things about who pays the most taxes, who's paying their fair share, we always go to Pete Sepp. Good guy. Pete Sepp, the president of the National Taxpayers Union Foundation. Coming up, lots to talk about on this day of the debates in Florida. Five candidates will be on the stage, so they've whittled down the number of candidates. There's no Donald J. Trump, so I'm kind of like Donald J. Trump on this. Why even have these debates if the front runner, who is up by 40% and 50%, if he's not there? It just doesn't make, it's a lot of money being expended. I like it in that it focuses on, five really good politician, name brand people. And I get that. But would your resources not be better served doing something else? We'll talk about that. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. One of the things we like to do is make our phone lines available to you. We'll do that right now. 844 the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up in just a little bit, and also what's been going on out there. A lot going on outside of the debates, but we'll talk about that as well as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll react to everything that happened on 2023 Election Day and help set the table for 1 year from now on 2024.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. the automated day trading software, takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
I've never seen it like this.
We've lost a lot of loved ones in our family.
I lost some family members to COVID.
So many of my patients pass away from COVID.
People dying. It didn't matter your color, your race, your sex.
Death has no particular color. It comes after us all.
Every human life has value. Just does.
COVID taught us
health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and aired in cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local. Everything you need to get your day started, it's all right here. We got news, weather, traffic, sports, and a whole bunch of opinion. We've got a lot of that. For instance, Greg Abbott is the governor of Texas. A couple of days ago, we brought you a clip from an interview while he was in Israel, sizing up the war in Israel with Hamas. And Greg Abbott is back. He was on with John Roberts of Fox News yesterday saying that anti-Semitism has reached Texas in a very, very big way. Listen to this.
I wanted to talk more with you about the threat that people in this country are facing as a result of what's going on in the Middle East, which really has been embodied by the arrest of Soheib Abu Ayash. He is a 20-year-old Jordanian-Palestinian who was there in Texas. He had been in the country illegally. He, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Texas, was illegally in possession of a firearm. And according to a press release on the indictment, he has allegedly been in direct contact with others who share a radical mindset. The charges against him further allege he's been conducting physical training and has trained with weapons to possibly commit an attack. It's believed by the FBI that he was going to attack a Jewish center or something like that. This would seem to be the embodiment, Governor, of everything that critics of immigration have been warning about.
Well, John, it is. Is that, and also clearly both a potential hate crime as well as a clear act of anti-Semitism. And it's on the rise ever since the war began between Israel and Hamas. But also these threats began even before that because of Joe Biden's open border policies that would allow in potential terrorists like this. Know a couple of these facts. One is under Joe Biden, there's been a record number of people on the terrorist watch list who have crossed the border, and those are the ones who have been apprehended. There are probably even far more who have not been apprehended, who evaded apprehension, who are roaming around the country. That is all because Joe Biden has failed in his responsibility as commander-in-chief to make sure we secure the United States of America, and he's failed in that regard by failing to secure the border. But also, this particular individual is an extraordinary threat, as well as others like him are extraordinary threats to our country because they've been able to get in under Joe Biden's open border policies and be able to create the type of chaos that terrorists are trying to achieve.
So this individual apparently came into the country on a non-immigrant visa, which expired in 2019. He was in the country illegally after that, but then he applied for asylum. And I guess he was allowed to stay in the country while his case was adjudicated. He also obtained a work permit. And, Governor, just in the past fiscal year, we've seen nearly a million people released into this country. How many more potential Soheib Abu Ayashes might there be out there now?
John, the fact is nobody knows, especially the president and the Homeland Security Department. They have no clue, and they will tell you they have no clue because, for one, they don't know who all the gotaways are and where they are and whether or not they would be terrorists. For another, like this person you're talking about, he was here for a while under one way, and now he's seeking asylum. Think how outrageous it is. Think how angry Americans are to know that we have a terrorist who was seeking asylum here. Listen, we